Good evening, it's Barbara Nebraska, and today is Sunday, January 10th, 2010. Well, it's Vocation Awareness Week this week across the United States in the Catholic Church, and as a Catholic school teacher, we have to teach a lesson this week about vocations. Well, I'm very lucky. My aide is a servite, a servant of Mary, and she gives a half-hour lesson on vocations, and she talks about many different things about vocations. And the students, she has a word find for them and talks about a single life, being a priest, being a religious, being married, and the children will find the different words in the word search. So that's kind of fun. But then what she always has is she tells what her day is like as a sister. And then she opens it up for the students to ask questions. And they have the typical type of questions, you know, what kind of prayers do you pray and things like that. But my favorite one was, what do you eat for breakfast? So anyway, she just doesn't miss a beat and just answers what she eats for breakfast, just to show the boys and girls that a religious sister is just like anyone else, to take away that mystique. And we also will be playing the new CD from Popple. I will play their song Little White Square from their new CD, Hip Hip Hooray. And that's a really fun song. I think the kids will like that. And Father Jeff will come in on Thursday, and he'll probably talk about vocations too. And the last thing for vocations, oh yes, every day at the end of the day, we pray a prayer. And Sister Margaret was taught this as a little girl. And from what I have read, many times a priest or sister finds their vocation and starts thinking about their vocation in third grade, starts seriously thinking about it. And the prayer we pray is, dear angel ever at my side, how loving you must be. Please whisper to your loving child what God wants me to be. Amen. And what's very funny is we say it robustly at the end of the day, and it kind of sounds like we're like football players at the end of the day. Amen! But you know, they're excited, ready to go home. And since this also is the year of the priest, I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about that. I've never had a student become a religious or a priest, and you know, all that I hope for them is to be good Catholics, Christians, and you know, just be good people. So maybe someday I'll have a religious or a priest. So everyone have a good night. Bye.